Wherever you turn to in our country, Nigeria, today, there is a palpable fear about what the future holds for our nation. Nigerians are afraid, they are scared about how they will live the next 2 years of President Muhammadu Buhari. Perhaps, given the situation in our country today, the former Vice President, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, is saying that there seems to be a dark alley in our country, and how do we come out to light from this dark alley?
He also said that kidnappings and daily attacks cannot be the new normal in Nigeria. When you talk to the Nigerian military and police, they tell you that they work overtime every day to defeat the terrorists. What else can the government do?
For us in the People's Democratic Party, we have made suggestions to President Muhammadu Buhari administration on how our country can approach the insurgency, can approach the kidnapping. But the problem with this administration is that they turn the deaf ears to all suggestions made by our party and the leaders of our party.
Some Nigerians, like the governor of Benin State, want President Muhammadu Buhari to call a national security summit or declare a state of emergency in Nigeria. Does the former vice president support any of these suggestions?
Virtually all the leaders of our party, the People's Democratic Party, had called on President Muhammadu Buhari to seek help in the fight against insurgency. For the last 6 years that our nation has come under the trauma of insurgents, President Muhammadu Buhari has refused to heed this advice. Until today, when we got reports that he met with the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and urged the United States to bring the headquarters of AFRICOM to Africa continent. Well, we hope that they will also make all the necessary requirements that will enable AFRICOM to assist our country available. Beyond this, we have also called for the decentralization of our police system in such a manner that we could have state police and also have constabulary police at the local government level. But even that has not been agreed to by President Muhammadu Buhari administration.